Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Just about 34 minutes after 4 o'clock. Good afternoon once again, Trinidad and Tobago. As we continue our discussions here, we have in studio with me this afternoon, Len Capital Certificate. Len Capital Certificate. Good afternoon again, bro. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon to you too, Mr. Davey.
It's all about financial freedom, ways to save money, to invest and make your money work for you.
Yes, that's true.
All right. That's so true. Last week we talked about resting $5,000 down and what you will get at the end of 12 months and, you know, that kind of thing and how long it will take. And if you want to get rich quick and you think if I put on $10,000 or $50,000, I'm supposed to turn it over into a million, that's a pyramid scheme.
A fallacy.
So welcome back to the program, sir. How are you?
I'm very great, Mr. Davey. Thank you very much for having me. And I noticed you said something earlier, and I'd like to elaborate on it. The name of the program, we call it The Billionaire Mindset, because in order to become successful, financially successful, because finance is just one part of being successful, it incorporates a mindset. It's more than just having some money, putting some money down, investing some money, and becoming rich today or tomorrow. It comes with a mindset. Because most persons understand, such as yourself, we were just briefly chatting before we came on air, you're a very occupied person. Your time is not idle. Since I've met you, it's only 2 weeks now, you don't seem to be a very idle person. You're doing one thing, doing the next. And then, as we spoke about it last week, you didn't start as Davey. You would have started as another name, correct? Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Right. You remember that, Mike?
Yeah. It's what I'm good at.
Impressed. All right, cool.
Right? So the thing about it is, with finances, it's the same thing. It's more than just putting money down. Yes, we do advertise that you can use our company to do investments. It is one of the services that we offer. Mm. However, it's more than just taking your money, putting it down, and moving on. You have to understand that, look, if I invest my money today, it took a mindset to get that money, and then I want to go out and make more. I don't want to make $100,000, have it there sitting down, invest it with Len Capital, and I, as the owner, don't want to know that you're just sitting at home waiting for the interest from this $100,000. You ought to be there making more money, as it were, because this money, what you're using, is what we would call passive income. The reason for passive income, it allows your money to work for you. So while you're on the radio station doing what you have to do, that's earned income. Your passive income is when you've accumulated it or amalgamated it and you put it at Len Capital Certificates, you get that passive income. But then you want to go out, you don't stop working. Okay, you put $1 million with us. Why would you want to just stay home and do nothing? You want to be able to continue going out to work, continue making money, and then having more money to invest and do other things with it. So as the investment turns over and it brings that that ROI, profit, however you decide to call it, you're able to use that profit and do something else with it. Whether it be, you know, get better equipment, focus on your health, you just said you had a sniffle, maybe not getting enough rest, need some more vitamins. You have the passive income that allows you to make these decisions as opposed to always having to use from your earned income, because once you earn it and you spend it, that's it. But when you make, for example, with $1 million down, you make $140,000 for the year. When you've made $140,000, if you need to, which you would need to, everyone does, to focus on your health, whether it be getting regular massages, doing checkups at the doctor, you don't want to use from your million to do that. I can use from my $140,000, and I still have my million that will go back into Len Capital, be reinvested for a following year to make me another
$140,000. You make that sound easy, boy.
It actually is that easy. What we've done is that we've simplified the way persons invest and how they understand money. Now, I would be very frank to say money and finances is not something that we're taught in schools. Our parents knew, well, fortunately for me, not my parents, but most of us, our parents don't understand finances. They would use things as save for a rainy day. A penny saved is a penny earned. And these different things that we were taught growing up as a child, which I believe has its place, but was taken out of context. Because the man who understands finances, you don't want to use your earned income to go to the doctor, but you have to, because you need to go see the doctor. You need to make sure that you're okay, because you need to keep going. But why can't I take that same money and invest it in a company. You may say it sounds easy, but persons do it all the time. I love to use the example of buying a case of water. If I take $20 and I buy one case of water and I sell it at $3 for each bottle of water, 24 by 3 is 72. Immediately, I would have made a return on my investment, my $20. I'd have made about $52 on every case that I would have sold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I get big into the business, I start to buy ice and I start to provide straws. I put it in brown bags for, you know, the ladies or napkins. My cost goes up, but hopefully my customers grow up and my goes up and my reach is able to go up as well, or go wider, as it would. The more cases I sell every day, the more money I make. It's the same thing with investing, and with Lend Capital certificates, it's the same principle. It's very same. There's no algorithms involved, because we take the risk for you. We do the research. We invest into companies. As I'd have mentioned last week, we have companies that we own as well, that we invest in our companies. Mm-hmm. We boost them up, especially the farms, the construction industry, industries that keep growing every day, industries that we cannot live without. And as we understand how money goes and investing goes and business goes, you want to be invested into companies that we would call has a renewable energy source or renewable base. For example, I had breakfast this morning. I would have something to eat later. Definitely have something to eat tonight. I would, however, eat again tomorrow. I'm not going to have breakfast this morning, have lunch, and then that's going to hold me out until Christmas or till Carnival next year. And it's the same with you. If I were to ask you, Mr. Levy, if you had breakfast this morning, your answer would be yes. Would you be having breakfast tomorrow morning?
Don't know.
More than likely you might. Even if not breakfast, you have to eat
something for the day.
So you want to be invested in companies that have at least one of their foundations into what we will call a renewable source, something that renews every day.
But what I want to ask you, though, cutting you, what is the minimum a person can invest by you? Because you're talking 50,000, 100,000, million.
Right.
But what is a minimum a person could invest and get returns after 12 months?
The minimum we ask for would be 50,000. However, when a person shows interest, they would call, come into my office, or they call and have a chat with me over the phone. We try to work with the person and they understand it. However, if a man who doesn't understand about investing, he would say to me, I want to put down 5,000, but I want the same returns. So the man who puts down 50,000 gets $2,500 a year. But I've had calls where persons want to put in 5,000 and get $2,500 a year. It doesn't work. Yeah, well, you would say no. Obviously not, right?
It's a percentage of whatever you put down, you will get at the end of the year.
At the end of the year, correct. So you would have to understand, look, if I put down 5,000, the percentage I would be getting would be very small. But it is somewhere to start. I've had persons start with $5,000 investments. And, you know, we've talked about building their businesses and getting better at what they do. And now they have with me invested over $100,000, some even upwards of $1 million. But it starts. It's a start. So if you decide, look, I really want to start, then you make that call. But the $50,000 is usually the benchmark that we start with the minimum investment.
There's a reason I ask you that, because someone asked me, what if they can put five and what they will get on five. So I am thinking, I can't remember the percentage.
It will be 5%. It will fall under the same 5%.
Oh, so big investment, 5%. Small whatever investment is a 5%.
Yeah, it starts at 5%. It goes all the way up to 14%, which would be for $1 million upwards.
Oh, so the minimum is 50,000 and that is 5% on 50.
Correct.
What's the next level?
100,000.
So 60,000, 80,000 will
fall under 5%.
So at 100K, you go up to 10?
7%.
7%.
Yes, and 200,000 takes you up to 10%. And then if you move from 200,000 all the way closer to a million, that will still fall under 10%. 1 million and up, that will be done at 14%.
Understand. All right, well, it would make more sense to put in anything about 50 and up.
Yes, it would. Indeed, definitely would.
All right, cool.
Yes. So, you know, understanding investment, understanding money, as Mr. Davey said, understanding finance, it takes the correct mindset in order to do so. And at Lend Capital Certificates, we help with that decision-making process of having the correct mindset. I've had the pleasure and continued pleasure of dealing with a lot of young persons who are very much interested. Just this morning, I had a young entrepreneur, guy, 20 years old. He started his own business. He also works. And he asks a very important question, which persons often ask me. What is the minimum amount I should use to invest on myself? And it may sound strange to those listening, but why would there be a minimum amount or a maximum amount to invest in yourself or what you're building? It would take as much as it would take, but you have to start. And then the next question he asks, which usually follows, is, I don't have any money, so how do I build myself? How can I acquire a loan? Because that's what we all think. We need a loan in order to build our business. But for example, you're on the listeners all over the world. I've had the pleasure just this week of meeting a listener that was from the US, and I was doing some other business, and he heard my voice. He didn't even see who I was. He heard my voice, and he asked me, he said, by chance, are you the guy that's on the radio? The finance guy, that's what. And I said, well, yeah, I believe. And he said, Len, it has to be something Len, you name it. I said, yes, it's me, Len Sir Campbell. So it starts with you just taking the first step. And I went on to tell him, when I started doing this, when I started in business a long time ago, I would have just walked about introducing myself to persons, getting them to know my name. Because you want to do business with someone that you know, or that people know, or that they have a reputation. It's not always about how big the marketing campaign is, or how much money they have, or how many ads they can do. But if you know them, we were having a conversation when I left last week about another program you have, and the fact that you didn't know about my product, you couldn't market it. But if my product, which will be better well marketed, you would have been able to say, let me make this call to get this product on my program. Remember, we were talking about the food program, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's up security, and that's what we lack. The finances, the financial aspect of it will always come, but the mindset, the correct mindset of understanding now in the technological age, we have so many advantages that we didn't have 15, 20 years ago. You can go on Facebook and persons can be all over the world and they can see you, they can hear you. You can give feedback. I don't have to write a letter, post it, pay for postage, wait for it to reach 2-3 weeks for them to write a reply, post it back. That I don't even think most of the youth
that ship sailed. That ship sailed. I remember that. I remember that. You know, and you have the little envelope with the color coded thing around with it.
Exactly.
And you had to buy a stamp.
Yes.
And lick it and stick it.
Correct.
Write the address on the back of the envelope and mail it off. And
exactly.
It that whole round trip could take you a month. But them receiving, exactly. Reading, and responding.
To you.
We have a call on the line. Sure. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Very good program, Davey and the other guests there. I wanted to get a contact number for you.
The number to call us at the office would be 324-LEN. That's 324-5366. Or you can reach me directly at 376-LEN.
Yes, sir. 376-5366. And what's your name again?
Len Star Campbell.
Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
You know, I think one of the main issue with people having with this is people, and including myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's always a investment is money that you're willing to lose, so you have to lose, right? Mm-hmm. I heard it said across the board.
Yes.
But I think one of the main thing is that people has been conned so much, especially with this big thing where they had the Ponzi scheme with the this last thing that we had now. How do you call it again? Hello?
Yeah, I don't want to call any names, but
right.
I think we know who you're
right.
talking about.
So I don't know what I'm talking about. Yes. I myself don't want to call any names.
Right.
But anyway, I think the biggest problem is people have is they're scared to lose the money in these hard times.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds so interesting and sugar-coated that I could have a discussion with you still.
All right, no problem. I appreciate your candor. And what I always tell persons, as I always mention it, when you're investing, there are three factors that you need to take into consideration.
Let's know, okay?
Yeah, sure, that's fine. Yeah, so when you're investing, there are three factors you need to take into consideration. One would be my risk factor. How much am I really willing to lose? Am I willing to lose it all, or am I willing to lose a portion of it? That's the first question. Once you figure that out, the second question should be, do I understand what I'm investing in? So for example, I would have said to all the listeners and callers, what our company does is business consultation. That's our basis. We're based in business consultation. We assist in the developing of persons, whether it be personally, spiritually, financially, And if we don't specialize in that area, we will point you in the right direction and help you with the decision-making process. So once you understand what you're investing in, that would be the next step. Most persons go out and invest, and what we call them, in our company, we call them bandwagonist investing, because you don't know, but everyone is doing it. So, hey, let's jump on the bandwagon. It sounds good. Let's run out and invest there. Now, that may be a good way to invest, but it's also a good way to lose your money, because you of yourself don't understand how are they going to turn over money. How are they going to make money, whether it be in a two-month period, a three-month period, 6 months, 12 months, however long. How are they turning it over? What are some of these things they do? Simply, as I said before, if I were to ask Mr. Davy, could you give me $100? And he said to me, sure, I can. And I take the $100 and he sees me downstairs with 5 cases of water. He would understand that business. He knows persons has to drink water. Everyone, especially the announcers on the radio, would drink water after the program or during. They may purchase a water. Maybe they don't have water accessible at the office here. Mm. So he would see the company would strive eventually because everyone has to drink water.
True.
And you want to invest in a company or in things that you understand. The third thing is, when you're investing with Lend Capital Certificates, you're not only investing with a company, you're investing with me. And what I would say to you is that our job, and I say it all the time, it's not to tell you to invest. It's to tell you that when you invest, we're going to do everything in our power, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, lawfully, to make sure that we make the best decisions possible with your money. So one of the heavy areas that we invested in is farming. As I was mentioning before, you would have eaten yesterday. You have to eat today. You may skip a day or two, but the reality of it is you cannot go weeks, months, or even days without eating. So this is an industry where we've done our research and we've seen that majority of the big companies of the world are heavily invested into the farming sector. And that's the reason Lend Capital Certificates has gone heavily into the farming sector, as well as the construction sector, because these two industries are always booming and always growing. Persons will always need a place to live. Mr. Davy, do you have children by chance?
Mm-hmm, two.
Two. Their ages would be teens or adults?
Young adults.
Young adults.
Young teens. So they're still preteens.
So they're still at home. One day you would like them to possibly move out on their own. They would need somewhere to live or an extension of the home you already have for them. You'd want to add on something for them to have their own space or their own room. Maybe they may start their own business. Mr. Davy may want to put up a studio at home. And that falls under the construction sector. So you have to understand, as I said before, your risk factor. What are you investing in and where are you investing? And once you tick off those three areas, I would say go ahead and make the investment, understanding where your money is going to. If you don't, simply, I've done it all the time. Customers, potential investors come in. They don't fully understand. They don't fully grasp it. And I allow them to leave with their cash. It's not coming, just give me money and then leave. No. If you don't understand what we're doing, you don't understand our business model, you don't agree with some of the way we do things, maybe you don't like farming, then that's fine. You have that choice to not invest. And we're still going to point you in the right direction, which is what we do as our base. We give consultation. We assist with the decision-making process.
All right, I have time for one more call. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Davy.
Uh-huh.
Good afternoon to your guest, Jay. I just wanted to ask this question, right? Let's say I invest $50,000. That's a small figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can invest another $50,000, and I can invest another $50,000. In terms of the construction aspect, let's say I pick construction.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't it open up in terms of where I can get a significant return, because I am building your business with terms of my investment. Why I can get a better return as opposed to $2,500?
And that $2,500 is coming off of what, a million?
No, that $2,500 is for $50,000.
Oh, a million is $150,000 or one something,
$140,000. $140,000, yes. Well, to answer your question, if you've done any research in the investment space, 5% as where we started at is where most companies stop at. If you have your money sitting at the banks, they pay you 0.07%. The highest investment company, of course I can't call names, you can go and find it, it's 4% on any amount. could be 20 million, 200 million, they're going to pay you 4% a year. If you also understand the stock market and you decide to invest in the S&P does roughly about 7% a year. So you can start at 50,000 and earn 5%, or you can go higher than that, which our next tier is 100,000 and make 7%, 200,000 you make 10%, or 1 million and up you make 14%. The alternative to that would be starting your own business, as I mentioned before, buying a case of water, selling it, having to hire workers, have all the operational costs. So for you, where you would say, I want more for my money, you are playing a very small role, because this train has already been rolling, been gathering steam, been putting coals, the engine room is full. You're just a small part of what's already going on, and you're able to get a piece of the pie. That's how investors understand how money works. Now, when you do what we call angel investing, and you get in when a company starts, because right now our rates are 5 to 14%. There was a time in our company where the rates were higher. And as our company grows, as most companies will do, the rates will drop, because you're getting in at a time where, as I said, we already picked up momentum, we're already gathering steam. We now move from 7 companies to closer to 20 companies. The capital that we're getting would have less purchase value, less means to operate in the terms of the business world, hiring and firing our staff, and these different things. So your money would now be worth less. Mm. Well, not worth less, but worth space less.
Understand. And at this time, we out of time. We have to wrap the things up. So your closing remarks quickly, sir.
My number again is 376-LEN. And I advise all callers, you know, we have WhatsApp. Feel free to give me a WhatsApp, send me a call. Let's have a chat. What we do at LEN Capital Certificates is help you with the decision-making process. And as I would have mentioned last week, we know this is not for everyone, so therefore we cannot please everyone. Our business hours are from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. We're at number 9011, right here in Fitch Street South in Woodbrook. So feel free, but please give us a call first at 324-LEN if you're interested in coming in and having a meeting with me or the executive account manager that's there.
All right. With that being said, we say much love and thanks going out to you for being here with us, and look forward to seeing you again next week.
Next week, same here.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.